Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the last chapter of Breaking Feud. And one of my favorite games here on Breaking Point. My name is Jackson Ammons, alongside here.
Ryan Ruthroff. How are you doing, Jackson?
I'm doing great. I'm so hyped for this show right now. Like, I've just been in the studio for the past, like, 3 hours making, like, recaps and different promos, and I'm just so excited.
I've been doing other things, but all related to the show, trust me.
Yeah. So, what's next after Breaking Feud, Ryan?
Well, we got, what is it called? 5 and 10?
Yeah, we got 5 and 10, and we also have a game called 10 and 60. And 5 and 10, we're going to give one of our guests, a subject, like, so for example, candy bars, and they have to name 5 candy bars in 10 seconds. We also have 10 and 60. They have to answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. So it's all very time-based, something that Ryan does not like. He doesn't do well under pressure.
I don't like the pressure. Like, the top 6x6 that Jackson likes a lot. That's not my favorite, but I do it anyways because everyone likes to see me mess up and get under pressure. It's just a little entertaining.
It's really fun. So our guests for the championship round of Breaking Feud are Emily Patton and Jack Kaiser. They will both be on at 5:15. That's when the game will start. This time it's 6 out of 11, and it's going to be a blast.
It is. I'm excited for it.
Who's your vote? Who thinks going to win?
I'm going to say Emily.
I'm saying Emily, too.
I'm saying Emily, mostly because Jax had a bye week, so he's only faced off twice so far. Emily's done it 3 times, and Emily, I think, has done, like, almost a 3-0 sweep every time, except for going against Kendall.
That was a close one.
That was close. I think the final score was 3-2.
3-2. Kendall started coming back after a 3-0 lead. So, God, I feel like I'm talking sports. So, that's that right now, Breaking Feud. Ryan, you got something to say?
Don't worry, though. This is the last game for Breaking Feud. The champion will be determined today, but we are planning on starting this up again sometime beginning January. So,
but what's special about that one?
This one, instead of what we've done so far is only WHA students, this one is open to anybody that wants to do it. So if you're listening right now, and if you're in high school, I want to say, Carmel High School, you could come on and battle it out for the Breaking Feud crown.
Absolutely. And wait, Breaking Feud crown?
Crown.
Do you have a crown?
That's what I was doing today. Ooh. I went out and bought a crown. So whoever wins today will get the Breaking Feud crown until January when the next victor comes along.
That's exciting. Okay, so right here, we have Elephant by Tame Impala here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm excited. Hope you guys are excited. Stay with us here until 5:15. Nothing is sharper than the edge right here. Or the breaking point, really.
Very thin, because we're going to break right through it.
Boom. Anyway, I'm Jackson Ammons, alongside here, Ryan Ruthoff. We have our two guests in the studio right now. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Not all at once.
I'm doing pretty well.
It was actually pretty weird because we told them most of our guests that we had before, we had on immediately as soon as the show started.
Yeah.
But this time we told them they didn't have to show up till about like 5:15.
Because they're going to be on for the whole show.
Yes. It felt weird because it was just you and I, and we haven't had a show where it was just you and I since the very first show about like a month or two ago.
I don't even know what we did for that show.
I don't either. It was rough. I just know that.
So how are you guys? You guys nervous?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. Jack. Keeping that strong game going. How are you feeling? Because so far throughout every match, you've been very strong going in and out.
I don't know. Yeah, I was really confident against Jackson, especially Sam. But Emily's taking the tougher road in this battle, and I've had to. I mean, Jackson was fairly tough, but Sam. Oh my gosh. He wasn't any content. Yeah, he was terrible. So.
Even though he almost did have a comeback.
Well, he's tried to come back against everyone. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if Emily puts up a good performance today.
Me neither.
Emily, how do you feel now, the fact that you've had more battles than Jack has? You've had 3 battles so far, and Jack's only had 2 because he's had a bye week.
I feel good. I feel ready. I'm kind of tired because I was out late last night at a concert, but I'm, like, feeling good. I'm excited.
Okay, did you study? Jack has studied the dictionary.
I have read the dictionary front to back 5 times.
Yes.
Yeah, see?
I mean, I'm a little underprepared then, but it's fine.
Well, then call in. Tell us who you think is going to win. You have Jack over here who studied his heart out about the dictionary, but he feels a little
nervous today.
A little nervous. Emily's pretty confident. So tell us who you think is going to win. The number is 844-4570.
Yes. And what do we have planning on the show? We have Breaking Feud championship tonight.
We have all the normal stuff, except only this time we don't have two different games.
Yep. So, Jackson, are you ready to play the next song while we get our guests prepared to go?
They're, like, mentally preparing right now. It's funny just watching them. But, yeah, I'm psyched.
We got to see if Jack's going to get physically prepared like he did last time.
I might do a few push-ups. We'll see.
A few push-ups, your air pumps, jumping jacks in the hallway. This is What a Shame by Stripes here on The Edge. Stay tuned. Welcome back here on The Edge, 91.3 WHAE. It's Breaking Point time, and we just had them sign a paper that said whoever wins, they have to wear this crown tomorrow at school.
And when I told them that, I don't think Jack realized what he was signing.
I need to read the fine print a little bit more.
Wait, I have a question. Is it just our class period or all day at school?
If you want to wear it all day, you can.
I think I'm good, but okay.
Yeah, that won't be happening.
It's a great crown. I'll post it on the Instagram. You can see what it looks like.
I'm wearing it right now because I am the king until someone takes my crown from me.
He's a little cocky, but it's okay. So this is fun. Are you guys ready to get started?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, cool. Ryan, what's the story of the week?
Story of the week. We're starting with that now, are we?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, man.
It was my choice this week to do story of the week. Jackson, what was yours that you chose last week?
Mine, some farmers in Michigan found a mammoth, a whole skeleton of a mammoth underground.
And I'm going to go on the little lines of discovering something. A 1,200-year-old Viking sword was discovered by a hiker.
What? Where?
A sword is probably something that you wouldn't find while hiking, especially one that is more than a millennia old. But that is what happened to a man in Norway who recently stumbled across a 1,200-year-old Viking sword while walking an ancient route.
So, to answer your question, Norway.
Yeah.
Well, of course it's in Norway. That's where they're from.
That actually makes sense. I didn't put that together.
Yeah.
Neither.
Scientists say that the sword was approximately made in 750 AD and is exceptionally in good condition. So maybe that hiker just got a brand new sword that he wants to use.
I want a Viking sword.
Yeah, I'm sure he can use it for a lot.
Well, cutting trees might not be very effective.
Bread.
But bread, yeah. You got to get that butter on the toast.
That'd be pretty effective, I'd feel.
If I found a Viking sword, I'd be a pretty happy camper, because then I'm one Viking sword up than everyone else.
That's a good point. I don't know what I'd do with it.
Here we go. I'm ready to start Breaking Feud. I'm like ready, but I'm not ready.
That's how I am.
How are you guys? Jack, you didn't get your push-ups in. I don't know how this is going to
I don't know if you saw, but I got like 3 in at the very end. Okay. So that was good enough.
He's ready. Okay, so we had a few callers, most leaning towards Emily, it seems.
Two, actually.
Yeah, two. Okay, yeah.
It's not surprising.
I might have a little bit of bias.
One of them was your opponent.
One was Sam, who you said wasn't good at all. So.
But the other one was also my old opponent.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
But she doesn't like me.
That's a good point.
Okay. So, here's the recap. This is you guys' journey throughout this whole season, what you guys have accomplished, and I made this in just under 3 hours. I feel pretty proud about that.
No tears, Emily.
We have finally made it to the championship game. The only game that really matters, you know. Jack versus Emily. And there can only be one winner. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
We take a look at Emily's journey right now. Everything she's done, everyone that she's defeated.
4, 3.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
That was three. That was three.
Yeah.
DJ.
An ex-significant other is behind the door.
So Emily wins.
Woo! Who would have guessed it?
Emily wins.
The number one.
So right here with us right now, we have Niharika and Emily be facing it off in week 4.
0. Niharika, how are you feeling right now?
I don't know. She's raising her hand faster than me. I don't even know what's going on.
I'll give it to you close. Number one answer, Emily wins.
for the win.
Five, Hunger Games?
Four.
Nope.
No.
Kindle. Lord of the Rings.
Yes, number one.
Yes. No.
Emily was up 2-0, but now Kindle is making the comeback. It is now 2-2.
Name a reason why you might close your eyes. Emily.
Emily.
You're trying to fall asleep.
That was the answer. Emily has won.
Oh.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
But Jack, on the other hand, won't go down without a fight. After having a bye week, he's proven to be one of the most furious challengers we have.
Sit-ups is 5. Jack, can you get anything above 5?
Ooh, here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Run.
That was the number one answer.
Yes.
You were waiting.
Nice job, yes. Jack.
I play the winner of Sam Wiederhoft and Ben Miller, of our fellow radio staff members. And if Sam Wiederhoft, the play-by-play man for football, one of my really good friends and one of my fellow hosts on Hound Pound Sports Talk, if we clash, it's going to be an epic beatdown. I will destroy you, Sam Wiederhoft. I'm coming for you. That is my final goodbye.
Wow, very confident there, Jackson. Sam, can you get
Los
1 through
5? Los Angeles.
Five?
Los Angeles.
That's 4.
Los Angeles was 4.
Oh, good.
Nice.
All right, that's
job.
A point.
San Diego's more on the coast than
that's a point.
LA.
Hey,
come
I
on.
Lived there, buddy. I know. Okay, I know.
3-2. Sam's starting his comeback. Name a band from the 60s that is still popular today. Jack.
Beatles.
Beatles was number 1.
Let's go! All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
And it all goes down tonight. One game, one winner. And it only takes 1 second when that one hand goes up into the air and answers that one question.
Ryan, we get it. Hurry up.
Oh, right. Sorry. The last Breaking Feud matchup starts right now.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
I'm pretty excited right now.
The time has come. It has been a long journey for both of these two contestants, but they finally meet at the final match. How are you guys feeling after listening to that?
I'm just trying to get warmed up, man.
I feel really nervous now, but it's going to be okay. We're going to...
I mean, that's the goal all along. So you guys have definitely heard these instructions before, but just in case our listeners haven't tuned in for the first time, we've kind of hyped this up a lot, so... A lot of friends and just friends of friends are listening right now. So here are the instructions just for them, and then we're going to get this started. I am.
We're going to play.
I am. So those are the rules right now, but we're changing up just a little bit. It's 6 to 11 this time.
Yes.
6 out of 11.
I need to roll up my sleeves real quick.
Oh.
Can take a pause.
Emily's rolling up her sleeves. Jack got a couple more push-ups in there. Looks like these two are ready. Jackson, are you ready?
Judge Jackson is ready.
Judge Jackson is ready. I am your host, Ryan Ruthroff, as always, and I will begin it for the first time tonight. Hands on the table.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Here we are. First question. Name a place where you might see a lot of police officers.
Oop.
Emily.
The police station.
Number one answer right there.
Boom.
Emily is up 1-0 on Jack.
I'll make a comeback. It's okay.
It's not a comeback. She's up 1-0.
Jackson, do you have the second question for us?
I hope I do.
Okay, yeah, here's the second question. Name something that's worth taking a chance on. Emily.
5, 4.
Lottery.
3.
That's number 2.
Jack. Asking someone out.
Yeah, that's one.
Really?
Oh my God, no.
So Jack ties it back up again, 1-1. How are you feeling?
I don't know. First two questions, some difficult ones, but we'll see what these other ones are like.
So I have the third question. Hands on the table.
Oh my gosh.
Name something adults always ask kids about school. Emily.
She's fast.
Grades.
Grades was 2. Jack.
What'd you do today?
Ooh.
That was three.
What? That's literally what every single parent asks. No. That is a terrible survey. No. Are you kidding me?
Every single parent asks,
they ask what
do
your
you
are.
Have homework?
Oh, no.
That's a good one. That's a good
Number
one.
Number one answer, do you have homework?
What did you do at school today? That is what every parent asks. That is terrible.
No, not what did you do at school. What ask about school?
Oh, my gosh.
Homework is related to school.
This is pathetic.
You lost that round, Jack.
I'd like to point out, Nirika did point out that Emily does raise her hand pretty fast. And
yeah,
she does. She's been raising it every single
she's
time.
Raised it before I finish. She's raised
faulty
it
survey
before I finish the question.
Here we go, number four. It's 2-1 right now. Emily with the lead. Name something that people plan in advance.
Emily.
A concert.
Nope. No.
Party. French toast.
A party.
Dinner party. I'll give it.
Can
number
I,
four.
Oh, man, I
Jack
go
got
again.
It.
Party, yeah.
Am I allowed to? Can I go again?
Nope.
No. Oh, you got the first answer.
It was number one, wedding.
Vacation was one. Wedding was two.
Okay.
I was going to say wedding, but then my head kind of froze.
Was it 2-2?
French toast.
2-2.
God, see? I knew this would be a good game.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Name an animal that starts with the letter R. Emily.
Rhinoceros.
That was two.
Raccoon.
Raccoon was three.
Oh, my goodness.
Who thinks of rhinoceros?
It was number one rabbit. I feel like it was rabbit.
One was rabbits. So Emily is starting up 3-2-2.
Ryan, where do you get these surveys?
I get them from a special somebody. So
special somebody.
Special
the
somebody.
Internet. I don't know if that's
it's
somebody.
It's probably the Family Feud website.
So, Emily, how are you feeling after your first 3-2 up on Jack?
I feel great, and this next song is really great, too, so
my
it's going to be a good one to get me pumped up.
We'll be right back.
This
for
is
more
Time to
Family
Pretend
Feud.
By MGMT on the Edge.
No, the breaking point is back.
Oh, okay.
Just in case you didn't know that, since, I mean, you're a little delusional since you're only down by 1 point at this point.
Oh my gosh.
Ryan. We went in break. He's like, who thinks Reiner? It's a freaking dinosaur.
Reiner?
Rhino.
Oh, I thought you just said Reiner.
Yeah,
Jack's,
Reiner. That's
Jack's
a word.
Not agreeing with these questions.
They're terrible.
It's
you're
okay. Terrible because you're not winning.
It's 3-2.
I'm just saying.
It's 3-2 right now.
Like I said, it's like bad calls in a game of basketball. You just got to fight through it, man. No excuses.
Fight through it and come out with a victory. That's all I have to say.
When we get a break, call in. Numbers 844-4570. You can give your opinion on this game. 3-2 right now. Emily's in the lead. Who do you think is going to win? And what do you think of the questions? I think they're somewhat decent.
Yeah. I like them.
Yes.
They get your mind thinking.
I give credit to Emily. She's really fast raising her hand.
Yeah,
she
she's
really
beating
she
us to finishing the question.
She raises before we finish, and we're just like, okay, whatever.
All right,
strategy.
Jackson, do you have the next question to see who is going to either pull away with it or tie it back up again?
I think I do. Okay, first to 6-3-2 right now. Emily's winning. Name a reason why you might be nervous. Oh, she's not going to raise her hand. Okay. While driving.
Emily.
Three, you might be nervous changing
two,
lanes.
No.
French toast.
Do you have
five,
anything? Five.
Four. Three. Two. One.
Youth. You're young.
No.
Yes.
You're a young driver.
Oh, yes. Yes. I did not see that.
Oh,
number
my gosh.
Three.
No. Woo. Why did you wait 1 second?
I was thinking.
He does it to me, too.
I was thinking.
So, Emily, what were you going to say if you didn't get that?
I was going to say you're a new driver.
Yeah, that was
number
that
was three.
Number one was weather conditions.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think? Two was heavy traffic. Three was new driver. Four was that you spot a police car.
That was gonna, I thought you guys would say that
that's
first.
A, that's a good one.
And then tailgating, and then you were lost.
The pressure blocks out all this information.
Yeah,
in your
exactly.
Mind.
I thought like something wrong with the car, so I was like, tires. That's what I was going to say.
Wait. You said changing lanes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I wasn't changing anything.
So Jack has tied it up again, 3-3. Things are getting intense. Emily can't pull away from it. Jack is just staying right behind her this entire time.
This next question has three answers.
There's only,
oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's very specific, so there's only three.
This is a specific question.
Yeah. What might you see inside of a bag of chips that would make you stop eating them, Emily?
A bug.
That's two, Jack.
Hair.
Hair was one.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Jack takes the lead for the first time in this show.
4-3 now.
All right, next question. Let's just go.
I got a story real quick. I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, a while back, and we went to this restaurant, and my mom's friend opened up her sandwich just to make sure, I guess, they got all the right ingredients. You know what she found inside? chewed gum.
Oh,
that's oh nice. My God.
Did she like?
It was disgusting.
Please tell me she left like a bad tip or
we,
no.
No,
tip.
We all left.
Okay, good.
Freaking.
Oh my gosh.
So Jack, how are you feeling after taking the lead?
Yeah,
there?
That was a big point. I got the lead, and if I get this one going up too, I'm feeling pretty good, man. I'm feeling pretty good.
Emily, how are you feeling? You had your hand up and answered first, but you didn't get the number one.
We get it. Next question. Let's just go
she
on.
She always answers know? First. I just got to hope she doesn't come up with a really good one.
Yeah.
Okay, name something you might close.
Emily.
A door.
Door was one.
Yes. That was the easiest question possible.
Then why didn't you ready. Get it? Yeah. So it's back to being tied again.
My reflexes aren't fast.
There's four a reason why we have this tournament to see who are the two best, and obviously these are the two best that we have. So are you guys ready for the next question?
I think so.
All right, yeah, let me roll. Okay, yeah, no, I'm ready now. Okay. I'm going to roll my sleeve, sorry. Okay.
Name something that you rent.
Ooh, that was Jack.
Movie.
Movie was four.
What?
An apartment or house?
Apartment one. Was one. Jack.
Yes.
So Emily is up 5-4. Emily has the match.
One of the CDs just one of the records just fell.
The records have been falling.
Right now, my mood.
Emily, how are you feeling? You could win it on this next question.
I'm feeling really good. I'm excited, and this is gonna be great.
Jeez. Are you ready? Okay, so here we go right now. This next song. It's called Creatures.
Oh my
are you
gosh.
Kidding me?
Four Whistle.
We're going to send it to a break to keep you in suspense and keep you listening.
I mean, it's
up
fun.
Next, see if Emily.
Welcome back to the Breaking Point.
It is time to see who will win this once and for all. Jack is down by one. Emily has the match point.
It's 5-4.
Jack,
versus six.
Jack, how are you feeling?
You have
put your hood up, so
I put the hood up, and
is this a sign?
That means it's Rocky time. It's Rocky time. It's comeback time. I don't know if it's gonna happen though. Emily's just she's quick.
Emily, maybe your opponent Jack is trying to get inside your head, trying to mess you up.
It's not
working. I have second doubts about answering this final question to win it all.
Terrible way to do that.
I'm good. I just want this
I'm
question.
Good.
I'm real good.
Just
good.
So everyone knows, we have a crown that they are literally playing for.
It's a literal crown.
All this yes. for a crown.
And it's hanging up where both of them can see it. So that's what they are driving towards right now.
Yeah, it's a beautiful crown.
It is. So Jackson, are you ready for possibly the last question on Breaking Feud?
I honestly do not think I am. Okay. Possibly the last question on Breaking Feud. Here we go.
Wait.
Oh.
Hands on the table.
Oh, my God.
Our hands are on the table.
I was waiting for that. No.
They are on the table.
I had
table.
To do it one last time.
Okay. Name something that people bang on.
Emily?
A door.
No.
Drum.
No.
See? Neither see? Answer, and you could continue
what?
The question.
Yeah, see, I might have to continue the question. Maybe.
Hands on the table.
Just maybe. Just maybe.
Just continue.
Name something that people bang on when it's not working.
Emily.
The keyboard on a computer, right?
See, it's not a drum now. No, that's wrong. Jack.
Car.
A car? Three. Bam.
Jack has come back.
What is going on? No.
Oh, my God.
5-5.
It's game seven, baby. It's game seven.
Oh, my God. I can't do this right now.
So here's the last question. You get to say it again.
Yes, I get to say it one more time. Whoever wins this question right here will win it all. The long journey has come down to this.
Emily has gone from week one. Jack had a bye. Should I play the recap again? I'm just kidding.
For the last time,
hands
on
the table. I said it, kind of.
Name something people store in a cupboard. Emily, five.
Food.
Food was two. Jack.
Wait. More specific.
Go to be boxed food.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
I gave
food.
It to her.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Canned food. Five.
Tupperware.
Four. No!
Wait. I don't know if that...
Do a different question.
It kind of...
I don't like this question anyway.
Just do a different okay. question.
Yeah,
different
question. Oh my gosh, this is so nerve-wracking.
Now we're not prepared for
yes.
this.
Come on, guys.
It was out of 11. Woo. So we'll come right back.
What?
Welcome back to the Breaking Point. I think we're ready. Maybe. Name.
Do you agree with those questions?
I don't want to read it, but I want to read it out loud.
Obviously.
Wait, I gotta turn your mic on.
Obviously.
Okay, there we go.
I think it's a good one. What about it? How do you feel?
Yeah, we
want this to be the final question.
Oh my god.
After this, we are not doing any more. Jackson, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Why you keep looking over there for more questions?
I'm trying to find a somewhat better. I mean, it's a good question, but...
It's a good question, but I like it.
Just use it.
Because it's relatable.
Relatable.
Relatable. Debatable. Okay. I can rhyme really? Anytime.
No, stop.
Let's not.
All right. Are you guys ready? Jackson, I need you to be ready for this.
Nope. I got it.
Okay, we'll do yours.
Thank
yours
you.
Is a lot. Hey, now, let me just say mine.
Thank you.
Mine was name something specific that teenagers do to make their parents very angry.
Ignore them.
That was not one of them.
Not come home on time.
Break curfew. Yeah. That was okay. Three. Alcohol slash cigarettes were one. Lie was two. And four was answer
back. Okay. I don't think I'm prepared
here's
for this
the actual
anymore.
Question,
my question's
okay,
Ellie,
anyway, stop laughing.
Sorry.
It's serious.
Yes,
gosh.
This is a serious game all right, show.
All right, gotcha.
You ready?
Well,
hands on the table.
I was
hands
saying.
On the table.
I always forget about that. Okay, here we go. By the way, we also had a caller that said Emily was going to win. I just want to.
We also had a caller.
Everybody hates me.
We also had a caller that did not like Jack. He said Jack
okay,
should
to
get.
That, to that caller, that's just, I don't know. That's just the way I express myself.
What do you
to
say,
be
Jackson?
Honest, I've had feedback from fellow students that some of the survey questions were pretty faulty.
On some of them, but not the ones you're making fun of. Yes. Anyway, he said you should receive an unsportsmanlike conduct for
well, this isn't
arguing. Wow. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Guess someone doesn't want the crown.
Okay. Yeah. Just hurt my feelings
Jackson,
a little bit. Anyway,
say the final question. I already did my thing. We are ready.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Silence from Jay.
Which foods are you most likely to grab for a late night snack?
Emily.
Cookies.
Cookies was two. Jack with one, five, four, three,
chips.
Two,
what?
Chips with one.
No,
Jack
no.
has won the game.
No,
Jack Kaiser with the
victory. Oh my god!
With the last second number one answer, Jack has won with the comeback. Down behind Emily for most of the game. Emily cannot believe it. What is going through your mind right now?
I don't want to say it.
To all you haters out there.
I don't
man,
say it,
everyone
guys.
Had doubts against you, Jack. Nobody wanted you to
Every
win.
Every single caller picked against
no.
me. Every single student saying, "Oh, he's arrogant. He's not going to win." Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Jack Kaiser is the victor.
Do you want your crown, Jack?
Yes.
Do you want it? You have come this far. For this crown right here, I'm
Thank
handing it over
much,
to you.
Thank you very much, Ryan Ruthrath.
You gotta put it on.
Oh my god, I can't watch this.
How does it feel? Do you feel like a champion? Do you
oh,
feel
it's,
like
it's pretty soft?
Do you feel like the king of Breaking Feud?
I was the king before I won the championship.
I have something.
This
I have
is why nobody
ask.
Wanted you to win.
I have something to ask Jack. How does it feel to be wearing my crown?
Wow, still cocky and she's lost.
I mean.
I'll let you wear it during class for a little bit tomorrow.
That's right.
I
Jackson,
still can't believe that.
Oh my gosh, that was exciting.
I'm gonna post that that question because I mean we'll have a lot of doubters out there saying all this was planned, but no, we have that right there. So
and
we
never Ooh. Let on our side of the table. We didn't let either one of them see the question.
All these computers are turned away. So that was an
Plus,
actual victory.
Oh my gosh.
Jackson and I didn't want Jack to win. So obviously,
that's also true.
I could tell.
Yeah.
I could tell you guys were biased.
I didn't not want you to win, but I just had a good feeling Emily would.
Yeah,
but
we had a good feeling Emily, because Emily had that quick hand, and that's what she beat you on up until the last question. The only problem was she didn't get the number one answer.
That's right.
You
cookies,
did.
Though.
That was two.
I
cookies
always
was
grab
two.
Cookies.
Chips was one.
Chips I always grab
more,
chips.
Yeah, chips are more
what?
Convenient.
You guys are weird. I don't know.
I was so nervous. I was about to blurt out cake, and that would have been awful.
Cake is not on there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Cake's not
and
on there.
I was
there.
Like, wait a second. What's something you can just grab real quick in a bag? I was like, chips.
You got chips. You got cookies, ice cream, pizza, sandwich, cereal, and popcorn.
Well, I
almost said popcorn. How bad would that have
been? I also thought
like, I never have popcorn at my house.
Me neither. So that's why I was like,
if it's like a late night snack, I won't, mostly because everyone else is sleeping and that's kind of loud.
Yeah, popcorn pops.
Wow.
In the microwave.
Wow.
Thank you,
that's
Emily.
That's loud.
So, wow.
Jack is the champion. This has been going on for about a month or two now, and yeah, he has done it. He will hold on to the crown for us until the next tournament, which will be happening sometime in January.
This show's not over, though. We still got 30 minutes on air with these guys.
Oh.
We're going to go to a break real quick, and then we're going to come back with all of our normal stuff that we do here on The Breaking Point. And then we have some games next week that I'm sure these guys are not. Yeah, yeah, next week. Yeah.
Yes.
That I'm sure these guys might want to be a part of. This is also open to the public. You guys can come and join this. So we're going to have some fun games after Breaking Feud. So keep it here on Breaking Point. We're not done yet. We still got 30 minutes. Congrats, Jack. Welcome back to The Breaking Point. We're having a fun time here off air. Hope you guys are having a fun time listening. So Jack just demolished.
I wouldn't say demolished, no, right?
It wasn't demolished.
That was like...
It was a good... It was a really good
that's
game.
That's the best possible finish you could ask for.
It seriously was. With Jack with
two,
the comeback.
I had number two and he had number one.
Yeah, that
and
was
fun. And it was 5-5.
I just want to say... Thank you to both of you and anyone else who is on our show to taking time out of their Thursdays to come on to our show for 45 minutes, or in your guys' case, an hour, just to come on and do this. Thank you so much. All of you were great contestants, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you, guys. You were great judges with great questions.
You say that now with the crown in your head, but I could take it away like that.
Nope, you can't.
Yeah, he signed a paper.
I earned it.
So, Jackson.
I won't let him. Okay, so we got top six right here at 6 o'clock. The topic, last topic for this chapter of Breaking Point is top six favorite subjects in school.
Okay. Well, there we have like six classes.
Yeah, so,
well, so you just want us to go in order?
List them. Yeah.
Well, let's have the king go first.
Okay. Well, by subject, do you mean like a specific class or like a general?
A specific class.
Specific class?
Lifetime Fitness, number one.
Boom, okay.
Emily?
Mine's radio. It's just so fun.
Sorry, Mr. Spielberg. Fitness.
Mine is radio, actually, though.
I'm going to go radio, too. Jack?
Radio's number two.
Good call with that one. Emily?
Mine's English.
English?
Wow. It's super fun. I love writing essays.
Right now, I love my U.S. history class. I just have a fun teacher and fun kids in my class. So
I like U.S. history, but I like physical conditioning more.
Like regular physical conditioning or advanced physical?
Regular. I don't play a sport, so I can't.
Yeah, I got you.
Advanced.
Well, that's my third one, advanced physical conditioning.
Advanced?
That's right. Getting huge, man.
Emily?
It doesn't show.
Chill out,
you
Jack.
You skipped over Jack.
No, he just said...
He didn't do his third.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just did.
Yeah, oh, his advanced? Was the advanced physical conditioning.
Mine's zoology.
Zoology.
It's really fun learning about animals.
Mine's algebra too, because for me it's pretty
Aww.
Easy.
Yeah, algebra is easy.
Mine's easy for me.
No.
Just go.
I'm gonna go U.S. history because, like Jackson, I did have a fun teacher and it made it very interesting.
Oh, wait, this is like of all time?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Not just this year.
Oh man. Okay. Cool.
Just government or not government? SRT count.
Yes. Technically, it is an enrolled class.
Yeah. Technically, it is
SRT.
You know, why SRT?
Because I get a lot of my radio work done. I get to see a lot of my fellow radio staff members. And it's a fun time. Yeah. My favorite teacher, Mr. Brian Spielbeller. Mr. Brian. He is the sunshine to my class.
All right, Emily.
I mean, that's what he calls us, so.
Yeah. I would say peer facilitation, because that's that class that you work with the mentally challenged students, and it's really fun to play with them.
I nice, would agree nice. With that, even though I'm not enrolled in that class.
I've seen kids in that. It looks fun.
It is. Go.
Okay.
Jackson.
I'm going to go with SRT for the same reasons, Jack.
Mm-hmm. What number are we on?
I just did
four.
I'll be starting five.
Okay, yeah. I can't count, so. I'm going to go Lifetime Fitness 2. I haven't taken it yet, but I'm really excited for it next semester.
What do you do there?
You just play sports.
You just play sports.
That's all you do.
I'm taking that.
It's amazing.
I'm going to.
There's a reason.
Me too, bro.
There's a reason why they only limit it to, you can only take it twice.
You can take it twice? I'm taking it twice.
Yeah, I'm taking it both semesters.
I only
so
take it once.
That's hype.
So, Jack, five.
I'm going to go government, U.S. government. Yeah.
I will agree with that in just a moment. So, Emily?
I'm going to go IPR because I loved my teacher, and it was so fun to hear people talk in that class.
I did not like IPR.
No, IPR is so fun.
I'm taking that next semester. I'm taking that next semester.
Can we choose classes from previous years?
Yeah.
I was in pain. I'm going to go with English because I love all the people in my class, and my teacher's pretty cool.
I'm going to go government because my teacher's pretty funny, and we watch a bunch of funny videos most of the time. But it's all related to government, trust me. But they're funny. I like them.
I'd like to switch my previous statement with AP Environmental Science.
Apes.
Because of my teacher from last year. I also have him for geology this year, which will be my sixth one. But AP Environmental Science, Mr. Grimes. Oh, my gosh. What a guy.
Grimes.
What a guy.
What a guy. So, yeah, Apes is my fifth one with Mr. Grimes. And then he also teaches geology, which I have second semester. And that'll be number six for me.
So I'm like geology is six.
I'm like trying to think of all the electives I've been
I know. That's what I've been doing. Emily.
It's
final one.
Oh, I liked darkroom photography. I forgot about that one. That one was fun.
What is that?
Darkroom photography. It's where you like take pictures with film.
Like actual film.
Like actual film. And then you go into like a dark room and you have to like
process it.
Yeah. And it's like super fun. You get really into it. Take cool pictures. And it comes out in black and white. It's all like dramatic. And
that's cool. Yeah. Jackson, what's your number six?
I'm going to go with drawing just because it's so fun. We don't do anything in that class. I mean, we draw, obviously, but besides that.
It's relaxing.
Yeah, it's relaxing. It's a good break.
Mine, to finish it off, I'm going to do lifeguarding training because you're actually with the same people, obviously, but it's at 7:50 in the morning, and you're jumping in that cold pool
of
water.
That's awful.
So you build a connection with all these people because
it's not a connection. That's
you feel each other's pain at jumping in that pool at 7:50 in the morning. It is a rude awakening. And then you smell like chlorine for the rest of the day. But it is fun.
Okay.
Okay.
That was six.
I think after we're done, right?
Yeah,
we're done.
And it's within 6 minutes.
I think every single time we've done that, it's been top six at six and six. Like that's like a record.
Ooh. What did you just say?
Top six at six.
At six in 6 minutes.
In 6 minutes.
You didn't mention the minutes part, so I was confused.
Top six at six in six. Okay. It's fun to say.
Did anyone else hear my comment?
No. What did
you
say?
Yeah, you said you went ooh.
I went 666.
That's terrible.
We did not plan that. That was all Emily. So don't blame us. Blame Emily.
All me. Yep.
Please don't reflect that off the breaking point.
Do I get a victory speech and song after this?
You will get a victory speech. Okay. Start planning that.
You can
out.
Do it right now if it's under 15 seconds.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No, he's a champion, so he has to thank a lot of people until we cut him off.
Like all the people he's defeated. And
oh, I can't wait to thank
which is me. Thank people. Dude, you're welcome. I'm really, really happy. This is Do I Want to Know by Arctic Monkeys.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point here on 91.3 WHJE. And it is time for King Jack.
Yeah. Oh, I like
King Jack.
King Jack.
My last name is Kaiser.
King Kaiser.
And Kaiser.
Ooh, that has a ring to it.
Kaiser is king in German.
So King.
Yeah, it's redundant.
King Jack King.
Yeah.
We'll just stick with King Jack.
All right.
So King Jack, it is time for your victory speech.
Can I cue up some music here?
Jackson?
Some music?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, first off, I'd like to thank my only fan, Brady Klain. He was the only one rooting for me. Everyone else hated me. And to all the haters out there, talk to the crown, guys. I mean, that's all I got to say to you. I mean, but, and my parents, John and Robin, my dad said he might listen, but he probably didn't. And my mom just got home from work, and she probably didn't listen either. But I'm still going to thank him anyway. I'd like to thank my extended family, my cousins, who have no idea I'm on here right now. And I can't really thank anyone who's listening because they were all rooting for Emily.
Don't know that. Just the callers.
Just every single caller. Every single caller. And I'm sure most of Hamilton/Marion County. But the northern part of Marion County, however far this station reaches. But, man, I was nervous. I really thought Emily was going to pull it out, but then I put the hood up. I put the Rocky hood up.
You did.
The comeback started those last two questions, and boom, boom, I took home the victory. And I wish I had a medal right now, like in the Olympics.
You have a crown.
I wish I had a medal, Ryan.
You have a... I went out of my time to get you
nice,
that crown.
A nice $15 crown from Party Tree. Thanks, Ryan. But
Party City.
Party City.
Party City, whatever. And I wish I had... I deserve an Olympic medal of, like, gold. So I could taste that sweet gold, you know?
Okay. This is caramel, but I'm not that rich. And I don't think Jackson is
Ryan,
either.
Ryan, go get me a medal.
No.
Anyway...
Okay, I'm just going to go out and steal
one. Thank you to the very few people who were rooting for me. I knew I was going to win all along, but Emily was by far the closest opponent to me. And you could argue that if we played this 10 times, she would win 5 out of 10 or 4 out of 10 or whatnot. But I won the one that counted, and I'll be wearing this crown during class just like I signed in that contract tomorrow.
Yep. So congratulations, Jack. You have won everything. Jackson, why don't you turn Emily's mic on so we could give her...
Sorry, real quick shout-out to Sam Wiederhoff, who was also rooting against me. Sam Wiederhoff, I destroyed you in the semifinal, and yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, yeah, we had Emily's mic off, so she can't interrupt this amazing victory speech. Welcome back, Emily.
Hello.
Before you start your final goodbye, King Jack, you can interrupt her as many times as you want, because
you're the king. No.
I'm not going to be that guy.
Exactly, there we go.
So okay. You want to give your final goodbye, how you felt about everything, how your journey went, all that.
I loved it.
Great speech so far. How about we get a little something going here?
Okay, do I just say thank you to people? I've never done one of these little type things before.
To say whatever you think you should say.
Okay, well, thank you to Jackson and...
Yeah, no, don't say thank you to Jackson because he just did that to you.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thanks, Jackson, Ryan, for having me on the show. And thanks to all my opponents. Oh, my gosh.
Don't thank Ryan either.
Thanks to all my, opponents?
Yeah,
right?
Opponents.
Yeah, I said components.
All of...
Yeah, okay, you deal with components.
Thanks for playing against me and not being sore losers.
That's very nice, very nice. Anything else?
Congratulations.
Nothing else. Okay.
No, I like that. Let her continue.
I'm kidding.
I said congratulations, Jack.
Thank you very much, Emily. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's why you like that.
You were by far the most worthy opponent. Probably should have won.
No, she was. She was.
I'm kidding.
Sam Wiederhaft, on the other hand.
Sam Wiederhaft. Worst opponent I've ever heard in my entire life, by far.
He's listening right now. And
I don't care. And I know he's listening. Thank you.
See, all of our fans agree. They all agree. Sam, I know you're listening. Don't take offense to what King Jack says.
Please take offense to it.
He gets to say whatever he wants, though, because he is the king.
That's right.
And I'm having fun with these sound effects.
I love those, too, Ryan. Or not Ryan, Jackson.
Yeah.
So what time is it? 6:15?
6:15. We only have 15 minutes left. So I think we're going to discuss a little bit of what we have next chapter in the Breaking Point.
Next chapter. How about we do that right after this break? Any day now, Jackson.
Fine.
1, 2, 3. Okay.
Welcome back to the Breaking Point. We've had a spectacular show today. We had Emily and Jack face off with a very, very close finish, as close as it could get, with Emily grabbing that number 2 answer and then Jack finishing off with the number 1 5-5 matchup.
I like that a lot.
Emily's still on with us. Jack has left the studio. King Jack, I'm sorry.
King Jack has left the studio. He has stuff to do. He has to go brag to people about his crown. He took it with him. I wanted him to keep it here.
It's okay.
But
the queen has remained, though.
The queen has remained. Yeah. We gotta give Emily the queen remained. Because she made it this far, and she's the first runner-up. So Queen Emily is still here with us. Jackson, what are we gonna do? Because now Breaking Feud is over.
Absolutely. So we have a few new games. We have 5 and 10. Okay, we have 5 and 10, and that's where, for example, let's just try this out real quick. Emily, yeah. I'm going to give you a subject, and you have to name 5 things about that subject in 10 seconds.
Okay.
Candy bars.
Snickers.
10, 9.
Heath.
8.
Kit Kat.
7. 6.
Hershey's
5,
chocolate. Hershey's
4,
special dark chocolate.
3, 2, 1.
I said 5.
I thought it was 4.
She said Hershey's special dark chocolate.
And then I said Hershey's dark. And I just said
Hershey's chocolate. I wouldn't give it to her, though, because those are kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Same
one's
brand.
Dark chocolate, one's milk chocolate.
It's all Hershey's.
Yeah, same Hershey's.
Not in my mind, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you aren't the king or queen of this game. It's still Jackson and I.
Oh my God.
He's the queen. Anyway, and then we also have 10 and 60, where you have to answer 10 questions in 60 seconds, but I'm not prepared for that one.
Yeah.
So.
It should be exciting. I don't like these games because I don't like Top Six X6.
He doesn't like time things.
I don't like, I don't like thinking on my feet, which is very ironic considering I was the host of Breaking Few, which is based on who can answer first.
Yeah.
But there's a reason for that, so I don't have to play. I just watch other people suffer.
Emily, did you suffer?
I don't think so.
Good, good. That's all we care about.
I think.
Here.
I don't think
you think? I don't know. So that's what we have planned for Breaking Point. Again, our Instagram, I'm about to post a picture about this whole episode of Breaking Point. Our Instagram name is Breaking period 913. And so that's, or wait, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
correct.
Yeah.
Another thing that is new coming to this show, what is different about this show and every other show is there's usually a news report in every show.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of did that with the Story of the Week. We're still going to continue doing Story of the Week because I like those and gives us a talk to talk about it. But starting, I think, next week or the week after, one of those two, the news director, Maggie Paul, will be coming on and doing the news reports for us.
We only hire the best.
Yes, only the best of the best. I'm really excited for it. We will be able to get some current topics going on in here.
Yeah.
Nothing to
you,
add
you
about?
You finished a sentence.
Well, you interrupted me, and I have nothing else to say.
I was just saying, yeah, like, great, keep going.
I agree.
You agree? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
That right? That type of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
So, I think we're going to kick it off with Song of the Day. We did not forget about that, I promise.
This is your pick.
Yeah, so I picked Anna Sun by Walk the Moon. It's Walk the Moon. I love the band. So they've been around for a while, and I met them a while ago, and I was really excited.
How was that?
It was really fun. I asked them a question, actually, and I videoed this, and my question was, the Smiley Radio Show was there, and they told me to ask the stupidest, weirdest question I could think of, and my question was, for example...
Dan Burkhardt, one of the news people, is outside of the station, just gave us a little shout-out there. Thank you, Dan, for that.
He distracted me. Gosh. Yeah. Okay, so for example, I am scared of rhinos and unplanned pregnancies. So, like, what are you afraid of?
That was your question?
That was my question.
What did they say?
They said that I hit it right on the spot, and they were scared of that, too. And I was like, yes.
You know a question you should have asked them?
What?
Pirates or ninjas?
I should have. Emily, Pirates or Ninjas?
Pirates.
Yes.
Okay, we're going off air. I can't take this. It's ninjas, guys. Okay, general public, it is ninjas. Ninjas are better than every way.
Only like three people have said ninjas for Jackson. It's now up to like eight or nine for Pirates.
It doesn't matter. Ninjas are better. We're not
Johnny
having this
Depp
debate.
As a pirate. Come on.
This way. Just escape!
I live this way in radio.
Stop. So corny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that was the last chapter of Breaking Feud on Breaking Point.
Single tear, so sad. My baby is fully complete.
Your baby is fully complete.
Oh, my gosh. I came up with the game,
so... I'm legit
going
to have to turn your mic off. You went, screw it. Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's been a rough show. He's coming over there.
Yeah, get rid of me. I'll just take over Emily's mic.
Take your mic back. Okay. So that was Breaking Feud. We have the new games coming up. So, I mean, listen to those. See how you like them. We'll obviously take your feedback. We also have one more thing that I'm doing because Ryan doesn't really want to do it that well. The questionnaire sort of thing.
Oh, yes. The Vox Pops. Aren't you guys?
Yeah, da-da-da-da.
What?
If you say it, it kind of gives it the whole thing away.
Well, I would like to know what it is because I'm not even 100% sure what it is.
Well, I'll tell you later.
Okay, so look forward to that.
Yes, look forward to the mystery.
What is it going to be called so they know what it's called? Even Jackson doesn't know. That's how much of a mystery
it is.
It's
legit just been an idea that I'm probably going to do because it seems fun. So, yeah, we have that. So take a listen to there. See what you like. Obviously, 91.3 WHAE.
Every
Breaking Point every Thursday, 5 to 6:30.
Yep.
Our Instagram's Breaking Period 913 because a period looks like a point and it's Breaking Point.
Yes,
I think that's the best way I've explained it. Like this whole
it's very, very clever.
I have a question for Emily.
Oh, yeah?
How do you feel about this show?
I like it. I think it's fun. it's by far one of the more like
interactive.
Yeah, interactive shows we've had.
Oh, I guess that.
I like that. So that will do it for us this week. Our goal, though, is to have every show to have a new guest.
Yeah. And then set a record, pretty much. I don't know what the record. I'm pretty sure we've already broken it.
Oh, we probably have. But, Jackson, how'd you feel about this week?
I felt it was a great... I mean, that... Honestly, that Breaking Feud game could not have gone any better. Not saying you lost. Saying the way it was formatted. So 5-5, and then somebody got the number 2, and somebody grabbed
it was close the entire time, and the build-up to it with that recap that you made. Congratulations on making that. I liked it.
Yeah, that build-up really made me tear up.
He told you not
to. Like I did the last time. So thanks, guys.
So that's Breaking Point for you guys right here. 6:32 right now. We're going to end it off. It's, I feel like saying the weather. It's currently 54 degrees outside right now. I mean, I just feel like that's important. I mean, it's winding down. Evening. Go spend time with your families. I mean, I know it's hard to not listen to the Breaking Point.
Yes.
Gosh, that's about to fall off again.
But it's over. So you
that record on the door.
They're all falling right now.
They all fall off.
We've been trying
to
tape
them. There goes the last one.
They've been falling for like the past couple of weeks now. I've been pre-taping them. Maybe we need to glue them now. That might help a little more.
So I know it's hard. I mean, listening to the Breaking Point, it's not hard. It's an easy decision. What am I saying? I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
I don't know.
Listen, every Thursday, 5 to 6:30. New games starting next week, so stay tuned in for
those. So this has been 91.3 WHAE, The Breaking Point, for the final chapter of Breaking Feud. Hope you guys enjoyed it. My name is Jack Sammons, Ryan Ruthoff. Thank you for our guests, Emily and Jack.